This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
All right, it's day, I don't know why I even bother, of the zombie apocalypse. And this morning I was downstairs cooking breakfast. And one of my roommates walked by and he called me Bacon Man. And that dude is like really into fitness and clean eating. So I felt kind of judged. And I was sitting there in my feelings when I looked down and realized I was wearing a B Bacon t-shirt while frying bacon, and that probably had something to do with it. Let's go.
What is TWS podcast, episode whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant with the vindicator.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready.
I feel like it's Neanderthal. Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready. My whole life they pressure me. Let them wait. You rushing me, you rushing excellence. Let them wait. Police in my rearview mirror with their sirens on, but I'ma call my lawyer first before I pull over. Let them wait. It's my time now, nigga. Let them wait. Pick up the phone, tell them hold, let them wait. Old friends coming to their senses, trying to reconcile after I fell out with them, but fuck them niggas, let them wait.
Let them wait. All right, yeah, that, I don't know if it has any relevance to today's episode. It just, that was a feel-good music for me. Get me riled up to do this. Anyway, trying to hype myself up for this one. Anyway, welcome to the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J.Dot Flan, and thanks for joining me again. Man, as always, I'm very appreciative of you giving me a little bit of your time during these trying times, these strange times. Again, not going to speak about the elephant in the room. I really want this to be our safe space where we can talk about more important, or at least more interesting, entertaining things. I want to say first off that this episode is going to be a crazy, meandering thought of an episode. Like, I don't know. I feel it's relevant, and it was requested.
Surprise! Yes.
Yes, it was requested. So, shouts out to I just call him Robert. Not going to use full government names. I understand this might not be the type of show that you really want people to associate you with. So, but then again, how would they know if they wasn't listening to? I'm just saying. Anyway, I digress. Quick PSA. If you haven't in a while, tell somebody today what they really mean to you, you know, or tell somebody today their importance or their role in your life, or something they've done for you. You never know who needs to hear it. You know, I got the suggestion for today's episode right on time, man. It's a struggle sometimes for me to keep, you know, keep coming up with ideas and keep coming up with content and try to do this show, whether or not I think people are listening or not. And yeah, and that, you know, somebody just reaching out saying, hey, man, you should talk about this. It's right on time. So, yeah, you never know who might need to hear from you. Might just need to hear that somebody's thinking about them. So if you haven't in a while, do that. Yeah, anyway. All right, so, man. I'm trying to think of a way to approach it. I said it's going to be a crazy, crazy episode. All right. It's going to be a long disclaimer. We got to do a disclaimer. All right, you know. So basically, I say whatever comes to my mind on this show. For the most part, for the first like 140 whatever episodes, there was no script. Back when it was me and Rich, like we would discuss like what we were going to discuss, but we wouldn't talk to each other or have conversations about it. Nothing would be written down because we wanted, you know, what you heard to be authentic reactions. And He had no idea what my take on certain things was, and I had no idea what his take was. And what you were really hearing was like a real back and forth, like a real reaction to a statement I had not heard before, and you know, almost developing opinions on the fly. And that's kind of what we wanted. And I've continued that. I've really just recently got in the habit of like writing a script, because talking for 30 minutes is challenging at best. So I do need to kind of like have an outline of what I feel like I'm going to say. And then I feel like I have all these jokes in my head or places where I can inject some humor. And then I finish recording and be like, fuck, I forgot to say that. So I try to write that down, but I never stick to it. You know, matter of fact, if you hear me take what sounds like an extended pause, which I did like maybe 10 seconds ago, it's because I have lost my place in the script. I'm trying to not to read it. So I try to like glance over, figure out where I'm at, come back to the mic. You know, I'm like the Temptations, you know, always come back to the mic. Just always come back to the mic. But yeah, I lose my place and I'll be trying to find it, you know, in a timely fashion so they don't sound like I'm reading something. And every once in a while, I'm just like, fuck it, I'm about to freestyle the rest of the show, get back to my roots, do what I do. So that's what you'll be hearing. So I say that to say, take what I say with a grain of salt. These are just my thoughts. I'm not at all trying to pass them off as fact or gospel. Like, I'm not trying to preach or tell you how to think or what to think. I'm telling you what I think. And I kind of do that in hopes that maybe there's somebody out there that can relate to the way I think and then not feel so bad about themselves because they have all this, you know, evil, crazy shit running around in their brain. In the circles that I run in, we call those people terminally unique. So this is my attempt to possibly save some lives. Let somebody know that you're not the only one. You're not the only one that thinks this way. You're not the only one that sees the world this way. And it's okay. It's cool. Sometimes it ain't for anybody else but me. Like, I'm saying it because it's really my attempt to prove to myself or to find out for myself if I'm not the only one. I'm hoping I can say something on here that's going to resonate with somebody and they're going to get back at me like, yo, thank you for saying that, because I was just thinking the same thing. And I could be like, whew, right. Dude, dodge one. Thought you was crazy for a second there, but you're not. Or at least you're not the only one that's crazy. So that's that. I don't say these things to try to like convince you of anything. I'm just sharing my thoughts. This is my safe space. This is my place to be me. And I like to open conversations and have conversations. Haven't had a guest host in a while, so I'm having conversations with myself. It's not as crazy as it sounds, but this is what I do. So I want to lay that out there as a disclaimer before I get into my rant, because I feel like if I didn't, some of this may come across as hypocritical. I'm setting myself up, but I got to do it. All right, let's talk more about me and tell you more about myself. Hold on. I watch mostly cartoons on TV. If you know me, you know I don't watch a whole lot of live action shows. I don't watch a ton of movies. I watch cartoons. Yeah, if it's got to be animated and it's got to be funny. I don't watch like anime and shit like that. Like, I don't, tentacle porn and all that stuff. I really watch like Family Guy and Simpsons is a little played out. Family Guy, American Dad. It's got to be animated and it's got to be a comedy. I just want to laugh. Like, I want my leisure time to be enjoyable and not stressful. I think I talked about on a previous episode, like, I don't watch horror stuff because I don't want to pay to be afraid. I'm not going to volunteer to feel like a negative emotion that I don't like. Not dissing you if you do. I'm talking about me. Just talking about me. The other thing that I'm finding out for me is that comedy contains to me more truth than a lot of other art forms. Like, you may wonder, like, how can the Simpsons and Family Guy, you know, predict all this? I see all these, you know, YouTube clips and stuff about, you know, Family Guy predicted this and The Simpsons predicted this years ago. And I'm not saying that they did, but it seems like they did. But I think it's because, you know, to be funny or to be comedic, you have to look at the world a little differently. You have to look at something that we all see and point out the one piece of it that we may not be looking at, or the one piece of it that's similar to something else. And so, yeah, you start making connections and connecting dots that people don't normally connect. And maybe that leads to some conclusions that line up with the truth somewhere down the line. I don't think it's a clear cut prediction, but I think sometimes when you're playing with the viewpoint, when you're changing the viewpoint, you know, so you could find something interesting about something benign, you may end up connecting dots that align themselves with truth down the line. So that's kind of, you know, what my love affair with comedy and wanting to laugh all the time now is I listen to these comedians and they just look at things differently, and they have interesting points of view, and it makes me think and it makes me laugh. You know, I find it interesting that, to me, like, some of our greatest political pundits right now are all comedians. You know, to me, Jon Stewart, Trevor Noah, Stephen Colbert, like, these guys, if you listen to them, it's a lot of truth and a lot of knowledge in what they talk about, but it's based in an observation to entertain. But they have to be looking at the same thing listening to the same thing you're listening to, and just hearing it a little bit differently, or connecting dots to other things that most of us don't connect. And so I enjoy that stuff, right? I say that to say, what I don't watch, you know, is a lot of news, a lot of dramas. I'm actually right now I'm boycotting anything that has to do with relationships, just because of my current situation. I don't like, and that's like everything. You can't watch a show right now that doesn't deal with relationships. So yeah, I'm strictly on like comedy, animated shit, and then like sometimes documentaries. I enjoy a good documentary from now and again. But I stopped watching documentaries a little bit because I find that it takes me too long to watch any of them, because I'm fact checking the whole time. I tell you, my love hate relationship with the information age is that it's just too much, and any point of view you decide to take, you can find evidence to support it. And so any rabbit hole you want to go down, there's somebody that's probably gone down it already, you know, already dug out the ground and just got a million different things to show you. And next thing you know, it feels like fact. It feels real because it aligns with how you already felt. And it's not your opinion. It's somebody else's opinion. It gets crazy. So I don't watch this stuff because I'm always like fact checking and trying to, I can't get through the show because every 30 seconds I'm pausing, you know, because people say, right now, what I'm noticing is that people say crazy shit with enough confidence to make it sound true. Yeah. And then they just keep moving like it's facts.
Why are you saying that like that's in the Bible or something?
And that's what they do. Like, they say like crazy shit. You can say the craziest thing, and if you say it like with conviction and then like move on to the next topic, like the next relevant topic that builds off of that assertion, like, so if you going with me, you already got to agree with this, and now we're moving on like 10 topics down the line. It's like, yeah, you know, because this happened, but that's the thing that you never even went back and wondered about. So yeah, I got to stop like every 30 seconds and check stuff, because I tell you, my information to me is the most valuable commodity in the world. And so it worries me the way information is being used and consumed right now, because to me is extremely valuable. And here's how valuable information is. You can turn counterfeit information into legitimate currency. I can trade you a lie for a dollar and you'll think you're getting a better deal. If the information I'm giving you lines up with something that you already believe, or gives you more credence in an argument, or helps you feel more secure in your belief system, I can sell you a lie, and you'll feel like the victor in the transaction. The other day, somebody sent me a video of this guy breaking down like today's biggest conspiracies, you know, and this was this big breakdown video. It was I didn't make it through the whole thing because, like I said, I was stopping like every 20 seconds to fact check something. And what eventually like stopped me all the way is that like he was saying these things that supposed to be true and alluding to other stuff that he's already said, and all of the proof for like these assertions that were the foundation for these theories was behind a paywall on his site. Like, you know, so he could say something about these secret indictments or these indictments and this and that and this, you know, and it's like, yeah, and you can go see all the indictments because I posted them on my website. If you go to his website, you got to pay like $20 to subscribe to see the information. So I was like, yo, that red flags, alarms went off. And I'm like, you know, one, you put out a video that says you're going to talk about all these things. You're attracting views based upon the content. And it's on YouTube. So now you're getting paid advertising dollars from YouTube just because people will watch the video because of what you say you're going to talk about. And if you have a good sounding enough argument, even somebody who doesn't agree with it will listen to the whole thing just to find the holes in your argument. But you getting paid for that. You know, so you can sell a lie for a dollar. It's easy. It's easy. Even an obvious lie. Because somebody will listen to it so they can disprove it. That's where we are right now in this information age. Anyway. But then the people who do like buy in to your argument, now they're incentivized to go spend some more money to get the evidence to support everything that you're saying. So you win twice. Whether you agree with them or you don't agree with them, if once you press the button, you in. There's a whole economy behind counterfeit information. And these people are winning. They win it. So that's why my question is always, what's the purpose of the information? What are we going to do with it? Like, if you're giving me information, you're giving it away, this valuable commodity, what's the purpose? What you want me to do with it? What we going to do with it? You know, what's the action item? What's the plan? Like, I'm an asshole. I say that sincerely. I've done a lot of research on it. I've come to know myself, and I am an asshole. This is true. These are facts. I can say that.
Why are you saying that like that's in the Bible or something?
I believe it is. Anyway, I'm an asshole. So if you talking to me, I'm listening for the point. I posted this like on Facebook or Twitter a while back. Like, you know, every story has a point. And if it's your story, I expect you to know what it is and how to get to it quickly. So understand that if you're talking to me, and this is fucked up, but it's true. If you're talking to me, I'm listening for the point. And I want you to get there quickly. I used to tell my ex-wife, and maybe this is why she's my ex-wife, but I used to tell her that, you know, when she talked, I felt like RoboCop. Like, I felt like I had that visor on and I was seeing like augmented reality. And as like the words were coming out of her mouth, my brain was like classifying irrelevant, you know, useless, emotional ploy. Now, I was just like, I'm searching for the point. What's the point? What, you know, what is it that you're asking me to do? Or what is it that you're telling me so that I can offer to do something? Like, I'm always looking for the point. And my problem today is that I feel like a point of a lot of the information being spread is not necessarily to take action, but simply to feel superior, like to indulge the contrarian part of us all. Like, I'm a huge contrarian, but I worry about like how far that can push you. Because if you become seriously, you know, if you just gotta oppose everything, then you just as easy to control as the people that you call sheep. Because all I gotta do, when I realize that you're going to oppose everything I say, is just say the opposite of what I want you to do. Like, you just made it easy. So, and I feel like that's a trend right now, this whole, like, just oppose shit. Like, nah, it ain't that. It got to be this. Or whatever you like, I don't like. I'm a final reason not to like it. And whatever, you know, I don't know. I saw a post the other day that really got to me. It basically was accusing Obama of being involved in this, like, child sex trafficking, pedophilic ring or whatever. And it, like, they even had a picture of, like, him on a paddleboard with something that they were saying was an ankle bracelet around his ankle because he was really on house arrest and some other, you know, crazy. I ain't never seen nobody on house arrest on a paddleboard, but it's cool. but basically, the post was like, y'all out here praising him because you brainwashed, and before you come at me, make sure you got facts. I'm going to pause. I'm going to let that. Because now, motherfucker, like, if you the one making the accusations, you need to have the facts. Not me. I'm not accusing nobody of nothing. You accusing somebody of something, but you saying that because you made the accusation, they're guilty. And in order for me, I got to now prove them innocent to you. No, you, if you got this information, it's going to change the way I view somebody. Because you think my view of them is incorrect. Then educate me. Educate me. Don't just call me a fool and tell me to use my foolish mind to question yours. Like, nah, if you got the information, or else to me, it seems like the point of you having the information is that you can tell everybody else how stupid they are. If that wasn't the point, then you share. You share this information. You wouldn't tell me that the burden of proof is on me to make, to exonerate the guy from your accusations that seem baseless up until this point. You got a picture with something around somebody's ankle. Yeah. I'm going to say this. Hopefully they don't come get me. I worked at the White House for a little bit. This is known fact.
Why are you saying that like that's in the Bible or something?
It's a known fact. Okay. Don't worry. I know they got systems in place. They got little, like, displays at certain people's desk that will tell you where every member of that executive branch is at any given time. You know, the president, the first lady, the vice president, his wife, you know, secretary of state, everybody in that, like, chain of, you know, this person gets popped, you up next. Like, thing. Like, they got things that tell you where all those people are all the time. Do I believe there's a world where you put something on a dude like Obama's ankle so that if he gets lost, he's easy to find, especially if he's out in the middle of the sea, ocean, whatever, paddleboarding? Yes. That's what I believe it was. And I would like, and that's based on information. That's not just, oh, look, it's a picture, it's something around this dude's ankle. It got to be a house arrest. Like, you need more information to make that assertion. And then to tell me I got to come with facts to disprove it. That doesn't make sense. It only makes sense in a world where all you have to do is throw information out there. And any information that's thrown out there is good information. It's, you know, nobody cares. Nobody's going to fact check. So I say all this. I say all this to say I got to find my place in the script. Hold on. So, yeah. Anyway. To me, the point of all this information that gets put out there never seems to be to do anything. It's just, you know, it's just to get you to switch sides in this, like, eternal us versus them battle. And it hurts me to see that. It hurts me to see people being misled. People misusing the technology and the access that we have right now for what? Like, what is, like, if I'm still trying to establish what the purpose is, and it hurts me to see this stuff being used this way. So now I don't feel like I'm in any position to tell anybody what to believe, but because I care, I feel like I need to caution people about being careful about what you believe and strongly thinking about why it is you believe it. I'm trying to do that with myself. I'm trying to do that personally. And I'm just, with the influx of just shit that's out there, just like, it's like, be careful. Be careful. Like, before you accept something as fact, just stop and think for a moment. Now, you might be asking yourself, self, what does any of this have to do with the topic of today's episode? What is the topic of today's episode? I'm confused. And you'll be right to be confused. That's a very good question. That's a good, you know, that's a good job of questioning what you're believing. Because you have not been presented with a topic of today's episode. You've just been given a long ass disclaimer. So I said everything I said to preface what I'm about to address / not address. Now, the topic that was suggested to me, I'm sorry, it is. We like 25 minutes and end up getting to the topic. The topic that was suggested to me was this, the Samuel Little confessions. So if you don't, if you're not familiar with the Samuel Little situation, which I wasn't until like 2 days ago, I guess Oxygen has done a docuseries on him as the most prolific serial killer in American history. I think so far he's confessed to over 90 murders. The FBI says they've confirmed somewhere around 40. He draws pictures of the victims. He's able to recall, you know, a great deal of information about the cases, you know, yada, yada, yada. This is now the craziest serial killer of all time. I think he's 70 something years old. You know, he's already serving 3 life sentences for the murders he's been convicted of. And he's confessing to a shit ton more. He evaded capture for decades, all while he was, like, you know, piling up this pretty extensive rap sheet of lesser crimes. He was arrested several times. He even got charged and tried for some of these murders, but they never got him until now. You know, there was some DNA evidence. It's all very hard to follow. And trust me, like, I tried to dig since I was given this topic. And the more I dug, the more familiar this story started to sound. A few months ago, I watched a docuseries on Netflix about a man named Henry Lee Lucas. Now, Henry Lee Lucas was in the same sort of situation. He was already convicted of at least one murder, I think two. And then he started confessing. He confessed to something like 200 murders. He was the most prolific serial killer in American history at that time. He had law enforcement officers coming from all over the country to try to close their cases, you know, get, you know, talk to him about their cases, get confessions. And then it was later discovered that he couldn't have done half the shit that he confessed to. He was a mentally disturbed man who was getting off on the attention. And he had, you know, police and law enforcement feeding him information just to try to get cases off their books. And that's what was happening. And so I'm reading this stuff about Sam Little, and I'm watching these things, you know, I'm watching clips and stuff on Oxygen and stuff on YouTube. I mean, this has been a huge story because this dude is, like, you know, the most prolific serial killer, you know, since the dude that claimed he killed 200 people that we found out was bullshit. And I kept reading and I kept watching. I was trying to be open-minded. Like, I'm really trying to be open-minded and not, like, come in there with this bullshit and I'm just trying to prove this bullshit. Like, I'm like, all right, is this real? You know, what is it? What's the interesting part about the case? I was trying to find a way to, you know, figure out how I was going to be able to inject some humor into this discussion about serial killer. I have, you know, this was suggested to me. This topic was suggested. I was going to make it work. I was researching it. I was working very, very hard. Very, very hard. I want you to understand that. But stuff just kept popping up to me that was crazy in the similarities to what happened to Henry Lee Lucas. And it just, as big as a thing as it appeared that the Henry Lee Lucas case was back then, it just was striking me as weird that, like, we're going down this same rabbit hole again. Like, don't nobody see this? Like, nobody's worried about this? So here, the funniest part, and this is when I stopped looking into it and decided that today's show was going to be more about being careful about what you believe in and misinformation and the way I look at things that are out there and what's bothering me about what's out there. Because I ran into this, and this was the kicker. This told me I need to get out of this before I climb down this rabbit hole of conspiracy. I'm about to become one of these dudes that I don't want to be, that I complain about. But anyway, I'm going to give y'all this, though. In both situations, these alleged serial killers, the confessions were obtained by the Texas Rangers. In both situations. That's, okay, maybe that doesn't sound too weird to you, but I'm already thinking, the Texas Rangers was involved in this with this dude that confessed to 200 crimes, and then we found out he couldn't have done it, and they still have not acknowledged that something went wrong, that somebody was doing something wrong. There's still been no acknowledgement. There are people who still believe he did these 200 murders, and that and we're robbing families of justice. This seems to be a held belief by some of the people in the Texas Rangers, and I'm not trying to diss the police. I'm just telling you what I saw on TV. don't believe me, please. Anyway, but yes, it dawned on me nobody was paying attention to that. When these confessions started coming out, and they were coming out, they were getting obtained by another Texas Ranger, or somebody wouldn't have thought we need to get somebody else to talk to him, just to eliminate that little piece of it. Just to stop somebody from going down that rabbit hole. Let's not let the Texas Rangers do this twice. But it didn't stop there. What made it worse, what really made me just give up, turn the TV off, go to sleep, say fuck this. what made it worse was that when Lucas was being interviewed, they used to promise him a milkshake for every case that he helped close. And he talked about there's interviews of him, of Henry Lee Lucas, talking about how many milkshakes they owed him and stuff like that. And so I remembered that when I ran across this quote from the Texas Ranger that was getting the confessions from Little. Right? He describes the interviews that he had with Little as conversations over grits, Dr. Pepper, and Brahms milkshakes. I blew your mind, didn't I? That was the one right there. That got me. What is in these milkshakes, though? This is what we need to be talking about. What is in these milkshakes? Are they that good that you just start telling? You get one sip of this milkshake and you just, what you need to know? Holla at your boy. I got you. They got truth serum in them or something like that. Is it like crack and you'll do anything for another one? It reminded me of, what was it, WeeBay on the Wire, where he was give me another one of these sandwiches. I can go a couple more. I'll tell you what, what is it about these milkshakes? What is it about food in general and the police and confessions? Is that just a human thing? I need to figure out how to do it. Can I get information out of people by just promising them milkshakes or food? Or do they got to be specific milkshakes? Is it Dr. Pepper? Is it Mountain Dew? What is it? Is it Red Lobster? Is it the Ultimate Feast? I don't. But I think if you're in this situation where you had this thing happen with this dude and we found out it was all crap, and then you use the same organization and they start feeding the dude the same milkshakes, then we gotta be like, hold the fuck. just understand how hard I had to work to try to find a joke about two serial killers and possibly corrupt police. Understand how hard. That's not easy to do. Pat myself on the back for that. Don't judge me. I'm just saying be careful about what you believe, because shit is crazy out there. But with that said, I love y'all. I hope y'all are all safe and healthy. If you got something, if you ever have anything you that you want me to talk about, or something that you want me to spend a whole episode explaining why I'm not going to talk about it, hit me up at flan@whatistws.com, or on any of the social media platforms, just look for What Is TWS. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the show. If you leave a review for this show or any podcast right now on podchaser.com, they will donate 25 cents to the Meals on Wheels America, and they'll double it if the host of that show responds to your review, which I promise to absolutely do. So I look forward to chopping it up with y'all fine people. And until we speak again, be safe, be light, watch out for falling bullshit. It's raining. It's raining out there right now. Anyway, let's rock on. Holla.
Let the truth be told from young souls that become old from days spent in the jungle. Where must one go to find it? Time is real, we can't rewind it. Out of everybody I met who told the truth, time did. We find kids speaking cause it's naturally in us, but the false prophet by telling us we born sinners, vendors of hate, got me battling my own mind state at a divine rate.